Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
305, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Oh, it absolutely is. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. What a disturbing week, huh? Is it getting better? Well, there has been an arrest. You know that by now, correct? 22-year-old guy from Utah, apparently left-wing gentleman who hated Charlie Kirk and what he believed in. Shocked, right? Anybody else just thinking, man, if only I had remembered to bring my shocked and surprised face. Doggone it! I left it in the drawer in the kitchen. Oh, all right. Next time I head in there, I'll get it. It is clear again that the conspiracy wackos are exactly that. I cannot tell you how disgusted I was with so many of these moronic conspiracy wackos. Now, this was clearly a professional hit. You had to be a CIA operative, dude. Have you ever been on a range? That was 200 yards, Jeff. It's impossible. Really? Talk to all of the guys who go hunting. Right? I mean, seriously, you go hunting, you're taking shots from 200 yards. You went through the basic course for any military branch. You shot rifles from 200 yards strictly with the steel scope on your rifle. Right? You had steel sights. You didn't even have a scope. So this degenerate, alleged degenerate murderer had a scope, had everything else, blah, blah, blah. Specialized training, Jeff. Clearly, he must have been on a sniper team. No. Just someone else who decided in the year 2025 that having a different point of view politically made you eligible for murder. Let me tell you something, that's a hell of a lot more concerning than a professional hitman. Maybe that's why some people were saying, oh, hey, this must be a guy who was with the CIA or such. No. Maybe it's just easier that way. I don't know. I don't know. I do know that there are a lot of lives that are being changed in big ways as a result of this. And I'm not going to share with you how mine is, but you can take my word on it. Mine is. Here's the other part of this, and I don't know. Do you need to know the alleged murderer's name, or am I okay not sharing it with you? I feel totally okay not sharing it with you. I mean, if you want to know, it's in all the news accounts, and you go find it if you want. I just don't think I'm going to bother. I will, however, share some names from Chesterfield County that should also terrify you, thinking that these are people who are responsible for the education of your children. Earlier today, I was sent some screenshots of an Instagram account, which allegedly belongs to Dot Heffron, the elected, is it Clover Hill? I think it's Clover Hill district down there in Chesterfield on the school board. And what it says is just disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. And you would like to think that people who are involved in the education of your children would know better than to celebrate the murder of somebody who has kids, right? Call me old-fashioned, but I remember when we used to be okay with shooting Nazis. Wow. I again have to ask, if you posted that, had you ever actually listened to anything that Charlie Kirk said? You are free to disagree. I will passionately defend your right to speak freely. I probably will devote more time to defending your right to speak freely when what you're saying stands in stark contrast to what I am saying or what I believe. But I also have this belief that you've got to base your comments in fact. You actually have to know what the hell you're talking about. And if we have the same goal, well, we just want to make the world better. We want kids to get a better education, want people to be happier and this and that and blah. Okay, fine. But we got a different way of doing it. That is exactly how this country worked for a long time. Many of us, I think, would like it to continue working in exactly that way. What I find so concerning about this Dot Heffron post, and I will remind you that she is a big time Chesterfield County Democrat, big supporter of Abigail Spamberger. Oh, which raises the question, where is Abigail Spamberger? Why is she not condemning her supporters who are celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk? Oh, Abigail, anywhere? Any comments at all? How about Ghazala Hashmi? Does she have to send out a personal private email invitation to bring people into a room and close the doors and pull the window shades down and then say something about this? Jay Jones? Where are they? I haven't heard anything. You know, I read this thing with this Dot Heffron, and I started thinking to myself, wait a minute, why is that name so familiar? And then I realized she was on this program. What was it, Jeremy? 2 months ago, maybe? Because she is the director of women's philanthropy for the Jewish Community Federation of Richmond. And I again, just absolutely disgusted. Was I aware she was a left-wing Democrat when I had her on the show? You betcha. And I'd like to think that I was a gentleman and polite and professional and provided her an opportunity to talk about the important philanthropic work. And we were able to not discuss politics. I thought it went rather well, to tell you the truth. And so we, as you just heard Charles Pyle report, Charles has been trying to get some sort of comment from her, but I guess as of yet has not received any response. A little over a month ago, that's right, Jerm, 6 weeks ago, something like that. Call me old-fashioned, but I remember when we used to be okay with shooting Nazis. What is also very insulting about this, in addition to celebrating the murder of a 31-year-old young man with two babies at home, is the idea that you have labeled him as a Nazi. Now, I would have thought, sitting here as a Jewish guy who is active in the Jewish community, who has interacted with the Federation for years, that somebody who used the term Nazi within the Jewish community would actually know what the hell a Nazi is and would understand what Nazis have done. But apparently I was wrong. Here's what my sincere hope is. My sincere hope is that Dot Heffron gets back to us and says, hey, I saw it too, and somebody set up a phony account. That is not me. My God, I condemn that. Let me condemn it right there on your program so that everybody knows. I would love to give her that opportunity. Fingers are crossed. Chesterfield County, again, having to deal with the calls for the Dean of Students for the Chesterfield County Public Schools, Alana Hartman Hall, who also online celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk. Her quote, when you promote violence and advocate for a percentage of teachers and students to be sacrificed to school shootings, you reap what you sow. Well, once again, anybody who had paid attention to Charlie Kirk, anybody who had actually listened to him would know that is not what he said. It's really not even close to what he said. Here's what my basic belief is, and I think it comes into play here. Everybody ought to just try and be a damn decent human being at some point. I don't think that's asking a lot. And you are more than welcome to hate Charlie Kirk as much as you want. You, in fact, can tell me that you disagree with every single thing that he has ever said. And once again, I will defend your right to say that. But when you are reveling in the murder of a young man, you are celebrating the murder of a 31-year-old man with two little babies at home, then you are a sick, twisted, bottom-feeding slug. You are an awful excuse for a human being if you were doing that. There are plenty of people I don't like, politically. I'm here to tell you, I don't care how much I disagree with you. I don't care how much, maybe on a personal basis, I dislike you. Under no circumstances would I, as a decent human being, ever think it would be okay to celebrate your death, let alone your murder, let alone a murder that has now been viewed millions of times. So I have the challenge out there to the Democrat member of the Chesterfield County School Board, Dot Heffron, who we are being told posted these things. I have the images up. Charles Pyle in our newsroom is doing everything he can to get a comment from her. If she would like to reach out to us, I will be happy to have her on this program to explain exactly what these are. And I do hope she can say, man, that wasn't me. I don't know what the heck happened, Jeff. I'm not really a tech boy. Whatever it is. Okay. I hope that's the case. But if you really wrote that and you really posted that and you really believe that, you're a disgrace. And you should resign from the Chesterfield County School Board. And frankly, I don't think you should be employed over at the Federation if that's exactly what you're saying. I really don't. All right, coming up at 3:35, Bill O'Reilly is going to be with us. You know, it's such interesting time, and he's got a new book out. It's called Confronting Evil, and I'm thinking, man, oh, man, we are now confronting evil up close and personal every day, aren't we? It is 3:16, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At 3:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Crazy week, I know. Difficult week, for sure. There are funeral arrangements coming together for Charlie Kirk. If you have not heard the air traffic controller, I do have that posted on Facebook. Jerm, maybe you want to grab that from my Facebook page, and we'll share that a little bit later. It's just crazy. Well, it is. All of this is just crazy, is it not? But you hear the air traffic controller in Phoenix welcoming Charlie home, and we'll get that. If you don't want to wait for Jeremy to snatch it from my Facebook page, go to my Facebook page and go listen to it over there. You can also see the arrival of Air Force 2 at Sky Harbor. 804 says, Jeff, please do not speak the name of the shooter in Utah. These people want publicity, and others like him will be encouraged if the shooter's name is ever mentioned in public. Let all these criminals have no public recognition. That's Burke. As it is now, Burke, I don't feel compelled to share this guy's name. So I haven't thus far. I'm hoping that I'll stick to that, okay? Let's see. Hey, Jeff, these are the people that ride around with all those coexist stickers on their cars. You're right. Yeah. All the good upstanding left-wingers coexist. All the right boxes are checked. And then they're turning around and celebrating the cold-blooded murder of a young man whose life was ahead of him and had 2 little girls at home. What, 1 year old and 2 or 3 years old? I mean, they're babies. 804 felt compelled to say, I don't like Jeff Katz. misspelled. Well, 804, don't really care. But thanks. If you would like to shoot me a text, you can always do that on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You let me know. What should happen with the folks in positions of leadership and public employment down there at the Chesterfield County Public Schools? This is outrageous that it is going on as we speak. We will see, I suppose, if anything is done. Try and find out what all the details are. And it's happening throughout the country. I do have a lot of those posted on Facebook as well. Hey, coming up at 3:35, the best of the best, Bill O'Reilly. 3:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. It is it's a beautiful day weather-wise. It's a very difficult day for many of us. And I must tell you, I again am asking the leadership in Chesterfield County, what are you going to do? You have the Dean of Students inside the Chesterfield County Public Schools celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk. You have Dot Heffron, we're told, who, as you know, is the Democrat member on the Chesterfield County Board of Education representing the Clover Hill District, also celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk. She says, I remember the days when we used to be okay with shooting Nazis. It's just absolutely appalling and disgusting and vile, and I would like to know what's going to be done. Will the Board of Education call on Ms. Heffron to step down? Will the Jewish Federation of Richmond say that you're probably not the right person to be heading up our women's philanthropy section? I keep telling you what I'm hoping. I'm hoping she reaches out to me and says, Jeff, man, somebody stole my account. That's not me. I would never say that. I condemn it. Let me jump on and fix it. I'm still waiting. Now, Bill O'Reilly is somebody who has never, ever, ever, ever hesitated to tell the truth. A real honest-to-goodness reporter with a backbone of steel, and I'm always so happy that he takes time to join us. Bill, thank you for being here.
Jeff, you're doing the right thing. I think the governor should get involved, too, and you should make it a cause, because evil has got to be confronted.
Yeah.
So, as you know, this is the premiere week of my book, Confronting Evil,
yep.
And it's on the rise here in America and around the world, and I make a very vivid case that that will continue until good people say enough. That's the word, enough.
Yeah.
And you got to keep the pressure on in your own communities to stop this madness.
This is the most disturbing thing for most of us, Bill, because I'm looking at the cover. I've got it on social media, the brand new book, Confronting Evil, and you've got Hitler and Osama bin Laden and Vladimir Putin and Mao Zedong. And it's like, well, yeah, sure, those are all people in those other countries. But, man, we got it right here. We saw it just a day or two ago with Charlie Kirk. This evil is everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I did an interview earlier this week, and the person said to me, you know, the release of the book, and then one day later, you have Putin lobbing missiles into Poland, an incredibly dangerous situation. Yeah. And then a few hours after that, you've got Charlie Kirk assassinated. He said the timing of the release of Confronting Your Evil, your book, is haunting.
Yeah.
And it is. And I conceived of this book a year ago, and it takes a year to write and research books. But I did it because I saw in American society in particular, but the world, a rise in evil that we last saw at this level in the 1930s with the fascist dictatorships in Europe and in Japan. Mm-hmm. The result of that was 100 million people killed during World War II. Now, we're not at that level, but certainly a man like Putin, who has a nuclear weapon, could get us there in a hurry.
Right.
And in the United States, I mean, how much more do you need to see? You know, a young woman on a bus in Charlotte, killed by this guy for no reason. That's just pure evil. Yeah, the guy's mentally ill, but that doesn't mean that evil isn't present. and now this assassination of Charlie Kirk.
Bill O'Reilly is joining us. Brand new book, and the timing on it is, frankly, it's chilling. It is called Confronting Evil, Addressing the Worst of the Worst. It is, like all of your books, Bill, in my opinion, a must read. It's well written. It's well researched. But I do have to tell you, knowing that you were going to be on today, and I had read the book, I think I got it 2 or 3 weeks ago, the advance copy, and it just sent a chill up my spine thinking about how spot on it is. What was it that you saw a year ago? Was it just Putin that said, hey, look, this evil's on the rise? Or were there these other pieces inside the United States that also pulled you into writing it?
Well, I did see Putin, and I was with President Trump last night at his request at Yankee Stadium for the 9/11 game between the Yanks and the Tigers, and we did talk about Putin. But I saw it early, and I flagged him to it. I saw a deterioration in Putin. He's not the same man that Trump dealt with in his first term. Right. And that always happens, Jeff. When an evil person gets power, gets the ability to hurt other people, it always gets worse. It never gets better. But what I saw in America that really disturbed me was this trend not to punish violent criminals. And here in New York, I made a statement earlier this week that got a lot of controversy. I said, if you vote for Mandani as mayor, that is an act of evil. You may not be an evil person, but you're committing an act of evil by voting for the man, because the man has told you he doesn't want to incarcerate criminals, convicted criminals. Right. He wants to let them out on the street. He believes the police department's racist. He wants to cut $1 billion from its budget. Well, what do you think's going to happen? The bodies are going to pile up. The rapes are going to pile up. The assaults are going to pile up. You are voting for that? That's what you want? Then you're in the evil category on that vote.
I have to ask how we have gotten to a point where otherwise decent people are in fact supporting evil. And I am so loath to say it's Republican, Democrat, you know, it's your team jersey or my team jersey, because there was a time you grew up this way. I grew up in Philadelphia. Bill, I didn't meet a flipping Republican until I was 25 years old. I didn't even know what a Republican was. Everybody was a Democrat. Everybody took a lunchbox to work for the most part. We were cops and firefighters, and we loved the country, and we said you can't go out and commit crime. And now that party that I was raised in, gosh, at the highest levels, embraces evil. I just don't get it.
Yeah, it was the opposite in the 1930s. It was the right wing that embraced evil and that caused all the trouble. Now it's the left wing, the extremists. And look, you can spend months analyzing people and their point of view, but there are a couple of things that have happened in America. Number one, the media has embraced hatred. Mm-hmm. MSNBC is the best example. Yep. So an hour after Charlie Kirk was shot, they had a guy go on and go, yeah, it might have been his fault because he said stuff that people didn't like. The guy's name is Matthew Dowd. He was fired. He had to be fired. Right. And he apologized. Okay. But is anybody surprised that he said that on MSNBC? Nope. Is anybody surprised? They spew violent hatred every day. And when you're in an environment like that and you don't have a religious base, because theology and religion in America has declined dramatically, as it has in Western Europe, you don't have a basis of right and wrong any longer. You don't believe in anything.
That's right.
And it's easy to look away, and you add to that the cell phones and computers, and people can create their own bubbles. And if you're an evil person, you can contact other people with a click of a thumb. Mm-hmm. And it used to be hard for the evildoers to get together. So the Klan had to wear masks and meet at midnight and all that. Now all you got to do is turn on your computer. You can meet Klan guys.
Yeah.
So it's almost a confluence of evil. Yeah. And then it just creeps and creeps and creeps. And the far-left progressive movement absolutely is so far out there, in the sense of what justice really is, that evil has been allowed to get into very high positions in this country, elected positions. I mean, we got Bragg here, the DA in Manhattan. He won't prosecute anything. Krasner in Philadelphia. On and on and on. Look at Pritzker.
Yes.
And the governor of Illinois is offered a blanket of protection for poor black people being slaughtered in the street, and he calls the man who's offering the protection a fascist Hitler?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. This is way off the chart. And I saw it early, and then I decided to write about it.
Bill O'Reilly is joining us. Couple of reminders. Number one, BillO'Reilly.com is someplace you ought to be checking out on a regular basis. BillO'Reilly.com has a lot of free content. There's even better content when you're a premium member. There's no spin news. Ought to be something you are availing yourself of on a not just a daily basis, but a regular basis. I want it daily. I want you to go back and look at it again because there's a lot that you are going to learn. Bill, when we do take a look at this manifestation of evil, again, well laid out, not surprisingly, in your latest book, Confronting Evil. When we see it now in practice, again, you're smarter than I am, so I just have to ask you, those people who are advocating for it now, the far left wingers, do they think that they are then the last to be slaughtered, or are they getting ready to frog march the rest of us into the square and hang us for thought crimes because we dare to disagree? Where exactly are we at this point in time?
Well, they think we're evil.
Yeah.
So the assassin of Charlie Kirk thought Kirk was evil. And that's a mental illness in the sense that if you are a liberal American, I don't think you're evil.
Right.
Because you're liberal,
yep.
That's crazy.
That's right.
But if you vote for someone who's putting you and everybody else in danger,
yep.
then you got a problem with me.
Yep.
Now, there are loons on the right, too, obviously.
Sure. Of course.
Yeah, but they don't have the power in this point in history that the progressive left has. The left has the media. And it has an enormous amount of money being donated by just the furthest elements of communism, socialism, no punishment for miscreants based on skin color.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every misguided tenet in the world, you got billions of dollars pushing it now.
That's
new.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what's happening.
And as you point out, it's the platforms that deliver this content. It is easy enough to click once or twice, and now I am enmeshed in a collection of crazy people who are determined to eliminate anybody with whom they disagree. It begs the question: are there folks left who truly are classic liberals who will say, no, I totally disagree with
yeah,
you, Mr.
Oh, yeah,
O'Reilly.
Sure. I mean, look, the left in America is divided now between the extreme and the traditional.
Right.
And the traditional, I don't believe, sanctions the extreme, but the traditional left isn't voting against it. They're afraid to raise their voices. So the squad in the Congress of the United States, these are fanatical progressives.
Yeah.
You don't get a lot of mainstream progressives criticizing them. You got one, Nancy Pelosi, which was shocking when she did it to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yep.
But then Pelosi got slapped down real fast.
Yep.
A lot of it's peer pressure. But a lot of it is apathy that so many millions of Americans have turned away from judging what is good and what is bad for this country.
Yeah.
Now, this is the only silver lining of the Charlie Kirk situation. That assassination has focused almost everybody onto this evil. Whereas they were looking away, looking away, looking away. I'll submit to you, they don't know how evil Putin is.
Right.
They don't know.
That's right.
I mean, after you read my book, you'll know.
Yeah.
But they don't know now.
That's right.
Because they lived in a bubble. They create this world. I watch football all day long. Mm-hmm. I'll do whatever pursuit I want on my little smartphone.
That's right.
I'll go on TikTok or whatever it is. This is where I'm going to be, and I don't want any intrusion. I don't want to know about real life. Now, those people this week have been forced to see the growing evil in this country, and I think that might be the beginning of a tide turn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, certainly from your lips to God's ears, and you are spot on that as we have drifted from faith again, right and wrong doesn't have any grounding. There's no meaning to it. Everything is fungible and subject to your own interpretation. It was part of the brilliance, I would assert, of Charlie Kirk, who at this young age, again, I mean, I look at him and go, you know, he's a kid, or was a kid, you know, 31 years of age, man. I got sweatshirts older than that. But he understood how to get a message out to a younger generation. He had tremendous politeness and grace as he sat there answering questions, engaging in reasonable, sensible debate, which is where we ought to be. But again, with this rise of evil, and not just the rise, but the empowerment and embrace of evil, we are where we are. Confronting evil is again a must read. Bill, I always want you to remind people. I tell people about BillO'Reilly.com all the time. I tell them about No Spin News all the time, but I want them to hear it right from Bill O'Reilly. Remind them, please.
Well, you know, you got to make a decision now. You can't trust the network news. That's over the cliff.
Yep.
Cable news going down a drain fast. These corporations are telling people what to say.
Yes.
So if you really want independent, fact-based news, you go to BillO'Reilly.com. Now, we don't expect everybody to agree with everything we say,
right,
but we want you to consider it, and we want you to consider it based upon reality. Not some phony stuff that you might hear on social media that's not true.
Yes.
And let me just give you one parting shot, Jeff, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you, by the way. The evil that we saw with Charlie Kirk now centers on his own family. 1 and 3-year-old children and his widow. Yeah. I mean, their lives are, you can't even imagine. But also on the shooter's family.
Yeah.
So evil has destroyed not only Kirk's family, and they'll come back, but never they'll never be the same. But the shooter's family, all of those people are done.
Yeah.
Because their family member decided to embrace evil and do this horrendous thing. That's how evil works.
Yeah.
It's not just one person. It spreads. And it just devastates countries, societies, families, whatever it may be. And that's why people need to understand what it is and try to mitigate it, like you're doing locally with this campaign to get these people out of positions of responsibility. You cannot have people like that teaching children or in any way shaping anybody's thought process.
Couldn't agree with you more. Bill, it is always a pleasure. We will have you back sooner rather than later, I hope. And, of course, we'll make sure that Confronting Evil is shared on all of our social media platforms. Anything by Bill O'Reilly immediately goes into the Jeff Katz Book Club on my website. And I just feel it's another must-read book. If we are going to defeat evil, we'd better understand it and step up to the plate and start with Confronting Evil. Bill, as always, thank you, my friend. Have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, Jeff, we really appreciate it. Thanks for having me in.
Thank you, sir. That is Bill O'Reilly. The latest book, Confronting Evil, you need to read it. Simple as that. You need to understand what it is that you and I truly are up against. 352, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.